Day 111 of hashtag 365. My God, how the days are whapping round. Whapping is not a word. Certainly not in this context. Hello there, Alex Baker here. Now, I like to think that no matter how rough a week gets, no matter what happens, no matter how much you fall off the wagon, no matter how much you struggle to stay on top of your calories and all that kind of stuff, I like to think that so long as you learn something across that week, it's worthwhile. You know what I mean? And tomorrow, I've got a weigh-in. Last week on the scales, I was 16 stone 13. It was a breakthrough moment. I couldn't believe it when I saw that 16 at the start of my weight. Still now, I can't believe it. It's just mad. And I think I couldn't believe it so much that potentially this week I had it in my brain that I can't believe that I've got a 16 at the front of my weight. And it's actually sabotaged me a little bit in the sense that because I can't believe it so much, I'm sort of starting to manifest that as eating and putting on calories, maybe. I don't know. Putting on weight, sorry. I don't know, but I don't feel super stoked about the weigh-in tomorrow. Perhaps I'm getting lost in my own head with it a little bit, though, because when I actually think about the week, despite the disruption, despite there's been a few weak moments, generally speaking, I have stayed within my calorie range and I have still got some steps away. So it's not been, I think it's been an unmitigated disaster mentally, but physically, I don't think it's been that bad. So it really could go either way tomorrow. But like I say, so long as you learn something, that's all that matters to me. And I think a theme has come out this week that I've mentioned on a couple of occasions, but I'm just going to sort of solidify now. And that theme has been the theme of routine. I think that's been one of my realizations this week, is that routine is the enemy of habitual change. And by its very nature, I said this the other day, by its very nature and definition of the term habit, it would make sense, wouldn't it, that a break in routine and therefore a break in habit would cause a problem. But I think it's quite rare that we actually think about that. You know, if you're trying to establish a new habit, a new way of doing things, it's important that you're doing it again and again and again in a repetitious way. You know, if you just do it for a couple of days and then stop because other things get in the way and then try and start up again and then stop again because other things get... Do you know what I mean? It's very difficult to form a habit like that. You almost need to just stay on top of it day in, day out. And I think that can be quite challenging, especially in a society where people are so overworked and rushing around all the time and doing lots of different things. And a load of people got like side hustles. You know, less and less is the case that someone's just got one job. They tend to do other things on the side, whether that's paid work or hobbies or DIY, whatever it is. You know, there's always something else going on. So I think maintaining that sense of routine can be quite challenging. So I think that's one of the things that's really important to recognise, actually. That's why I wanted to dwell on it today. Because if you are struggling to formulate a routine, you've got to start looking at your week holistically and thinking, okay, so if I know that I need to do this every day, how can I structure my week differently to make that happen? Now, for me, one of the big things that I said to myself coming into this was that this was not going to be about exercise. I remember saying to myself right at the start, I simply haven't got time to do exercise. Haven't got time to the gym. Haven't got time to do anything. But actually, I've built time in to my day. A day that I thought was like creaking at the seams with the amount I have to get done. But I built time in. And the way I built time in is I stopped using public transport and started walking everywhere. And in terms of time lost in the day, that I may have lost about 40 minutes out of a day. But equally, what I've gained back is a sharper focus when I'm at my desk, a sharper focus when I'm in the studio, a sharper focus when I'm doing a podcast, a sharper focus when I'm writing articles, everything I'm doing, I'm more efficient. And, of course, I'm getting the benefits of the exercise physically as well in terms of, like, you know, weight loss and everything else. So, believe me when I say I did not think I could build exercise into my day. But the habitual routine of it, doing just that little bit more every day across the course of a week is massively built up. And trust me when I say it, I can do it, if I can find the time, I believe that everybody can. because, you know, I've got a kid, I've got like 8 jobs, I'm doing a daily podcast. I mean, I can't tell you how much I managed to pack into a day. And I don't mean that in a bragging sense. Sometimes I actually think it's ridiculous and I'm constantly on the brink of complete collapse, but still managed to get it done. So, yeah, if I can do it, I think anyone can. But it's all about routine. It's all about habit. So I think it's important to being mindful of that, taking stock and thinking about it, like properly thinking about it, sitting down, mapping it out, drawing it out. What blocks of time have you got? Where can you change things? Can you walk to the station instead of drive to the station? Can you walk to that meeting instead of getting a taxi? Can you drive to a different car park that's a little bit further away from your office if you drive to work, and perhaps just add a little 20-minute walk from there? And you might even save yourself some money. The parking might be a little bit cheaper if it's a little bit further away. Do you know what I mean? All these sorts of things, just small things. If you're a commuter and you get the train, maybe get off a stop early or 2 stops early and just walk the last bit. So many easy ways of making small changes that when implemented repetitiously actually build up to a huge, huge difference. So yeah, the importance of routine, think about it. I certainly have been.